A federal judge today ordered the NYPD to immediately end the practice of unconstitutionally stopping innocent people in public areas outside private apartment buildings in the Bronx. In a class action lawsuit filed last March by the New York Civil Liberties Union, the Bronx Defenders, Latino Justice PRLDEF, and the law firm Shearman & Sterling LLP, Judge Shira Scheindlin also found that for years the NYPD has known or should have known that its officers routinely violate constitutional rights through its Clean Halls program, that the department inadequately trains officers about when they can legally stop someone for trespassing, and that the practice has, quote, risen to the level of deliberate indifference, end quote. Under the Clean Halls program, which was started in 1991, landlords give police permission to patrol in and around their buildings.
The program is good in theory in that it allows the police to enter buildings without specifically asking for permission when they have reason to suspect that people are engaged in criminal activity.
Alexis Carteron is a staff attorney with the NYCLU.
The problem has been, however, that the NYPD has not properly trained its officers to understand that just because they're patrolling the building, that doesn't mean that they're allowed to stop any person they see inside or outside the building. And so what the judge found today is that the NYPD has had a long history of stopping people outside of Clean Halls buildings for no reason other than the fact that they're exiting the building or just simply near the building in violation of their constitutional rights.
The NYPD has said that they have modified their training to correct this problem, but Judge Scheindlin in a ruling today seems to indicate that the training actually seemed to make it worse. How did that happen?
Absolutely. That's exactly what she said. What Judge Scheindlin found was that the training was totally inadequate because it did not deal with the specific and common problem of how police officers should interact with people they encounter outside of Clean Halls buildings. And also that it, frankly, was teaching police officers the wrong legal standard. It was teaching them that if they said to somebody, "Stop, police," that the person who that was directed to would not actually feel like they were stopped, and that would not count as a stop, when common sense tells us that's absolutely not true. And any time a police officer yells to you, "Stop, police," you're going to feel like you have to stop, and you're going to feel like you have to explain yourself to the police officer.
That's a rather incredible claim, that yelling "stop" at someone does not mean that you're telling them to stop.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the judge didn't buy it, frankly, that the NYPD said that was okay. It's not okay. That's definitely a stop, and it's definitely in violation of a person's constitutional rights if there's no reason for it.
How big a part of the stop and frisk program has this Operation Clean Halls been?
Well, the NYPD stops thousands of people every year in connection with Operation Clean Halls. At this time, we were just focused in particular on the Bronx, and we know that as of last summer, there were over 3,000 buildings enrolled in Operation Clean Halls in the Bronx alone. So it's definitely been an important part of their stop and frisk practices.
What about other parts of the city? I know that there are over 8,000 buildings citywide enrolled in this program.
Right. It's definitely a problem throughout the city. In every single borough, there are many, many buildings enrolled in the program. And we've pretty much heard stories that are similar to the ones our clients told about what's happening to them in the Bronx and other boroughs as well.
So will this ruling apply outside of the Bronx?
This ruling does not apply outside of the Bronx for the moment, but there's absolutely no reason why the logic that dictated this ruling should not apply citywide. You know, it's one department, they train all the officers the same way, and it does look like going forward when the judge imposes more restrictive training and supervision that we would assume it would apply citywide.
So what will be the immediate effect in the Bronx of this ruling now?
Well, I think the immediate effect is that the NYPD is going to have to be thinking very carefully about how it's going to make sure that these kinds of constitutional violations don't happen going forward. At the very least today, it is 100% clear that a federal judge told the NYPD that what they were doing was wrong and they have to clean up their act.
Are they planning on appealing this ruling, do you know?
I don't yet know whether they're planning on appealing, but for the moment, they are enjoined from continuing the same practice outside of Clean Halls buildings in the Bronx, without question.
And what other court efforts are underway now to challenge some of the other practices under stop and frisk?
Well, the other thing that Judge Scheindlin did today was decide that in March, the parties in this case should return to court to present specific evidence about what specific steps the NYPD has to take to ensure that this practice comes to an end. At the same time, there's also a trial underway in a broader challenge to the NYPD's stop and frisk practices.
Alexis Carteron is a staff attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union.